It's a mild and muggy Thursday afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. Dew point temperatures have moved up well into the 60s, so we're really feeling that tropical-like humidity. And as the remnants of Irma continue to come through, we also run the chance of seeing some showers at times. Now, I will mention that the remnants are in much disarray compared to a storm that, of course, was a hurricane just a few days ago. So we're not looking at an organized storm coming through. The showers are rather spotty, but given the humidity, the tropical nature of this air mass, we have seen and spot some locally heavy downpours, and that potential will continue in the coming hours. So even though I'm not forecasting widespread heavy rain, in certain communities, the downpours may be heavy enough to result in at least some localized flooding. Otherwise, we'll keep it on the muggy side through the night with a passing shower or thunderstorm. Temperatures tonight will be generally in the 50s to low 60s. Moving into the day tomorrow, the core of these remnants of Irma will push off to the east, so that should bring us a little bit of a brighter day. So I'll call it a blend of clouds and sunshine for tomorrow. I still can't rule out a pop-up shower or thunderstorm, and it will still be somewhat muggy as well. Temperatures will be mild, running in the 70s to right around 80 degrees. And into the weekend, we're looking at generally quiet weather and mild weather with temperatures in the 70s to near 80. Both Saturday and Sunday, I can't rule out the chance of a pop-up shower in a couple of spots, but most areas will dodge those raindrops just fine over the weekend. Let's head down to the tropics now, and what was a hurricane, now a tropical storm, Jose, still sitting south of Bermuda this afternoon. The storm will continue to be on that line between a tropical storm and a Category 1 hurricane, very likely, over the next couple of days. The storm is moving to the west-northwest. It is expected to stay over water, passing between Bermuda and the Bahamas over the weekend. Then it will turn more toward the north over the weekend, likely placing the storm somewhere between the U.S. East Coast and Bermuda. From there, we'll see where it goes. I've been saying for a number of days that a lot of the computer models want to take that storm and then curve it out to the northeast, out to sea, but it's still in a place where it needs to be watched closely. Not every model takes the storm completely away from the U.S. East Coast, so it is something that we will, of course, keep an eye on in the coming days. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a passing shower, downpour, or thunderstorm, areas of fog, low in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun, a passing shower or storm, highs in the 70s to around 80. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a passing shower, downpour, or thunderstorm, areas of fog, low in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, a passing shower or storm, with highs in the 70s to around 80. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a passing shower, downpour, or thunderstorm, areas of fog, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun, a passing shower or storm, with highs in the 70s to around 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a passing shower, downpour, or thunderstorm, areas of fog, low in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, a passing shower or thunderstorm, with highs in the 70s to around 80. Region-wide on Saturday, partly sunny with an isolated shower, highs in the 70s to around 80. And on Sunday, partly sunny with an isolated shower, highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.